Hello.
Hi. Is it me?
Yes.
Hi, Monique. This is David with the Legal Intake Center.
Okay.
I was calling you about your Depot Provera injury claim. Do you have a couple minutes for that?
Yes.
Okay. So, ma'am, what I'll need to do here is briefly go over some questions. This will help determine if you meet the basic requirements for the claim.
Okay.
And at the end of our call, if we determine that you do meet, you know, just like the basic requirements to the legal intake team, and they're going to handle the rest of the process for you, okay? All right. So again, is now a good time?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so let's get started here. Now, just so you know, the call will be recorded for quality assurance and security purposes, okay?
Okay.
And you're, of course, you're doing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
And have you ever signed up for this claim with any other attorneys or law firms?
No.
Okay. And I have your first name, Monique. Last name is Harris?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth, ma'am?
September the 17th, 1995.
All right. And of course, this phone number here, this would be the best phone number to reach you.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, before I get started here with the rest of the questions, I do need to go over some important information that every claimant needs to be aware of due to what we've encountered as of recent, as it pertains to these claims. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so over the last 6 to 12 months, we've encountered numerous false and fraudulent claims that were being made by people who we believe were either misinformed or coached into doing these claims fraudulently. Okay, we found that some people were being told that they can file a false claim, and they may have also been coaching other people as well on what to do and say for these claims. Now, please understand that anyone who participates in such fraud can and will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Now, ma'am, were you coached or ever coached in any way to try to qualify for this claim?
No.
Okay, and do you swear that the information that you're going to give us during this call will be truthful and accurate?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and did you use the Depot Provera for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, and what were the years or year that you used it?
I started using it in 2020.
2020?
I mean, 2015. I'm sorry.
2015, okay. And then afterwards, were you diagnosed with meningioma after your use of the Depot Provera?
Yes.
Okay, and when were you diagnosed with that, the date?
October the 10th of 2020.
2020. Okay, and do you recall the name of the clinic or medical provider that prescribed or administered the Depot Provera shot for you?
It was in West Jeff Medical Center, the Women's Health Clinic.
You said Women's Health Clinic?
Yes.
And where was this?
West Jeff Medical Center, Oxnard.
Okay. And this was in what city?
Gretna.
Gretna, okay. All right. And what were some of the complications or symptoms that you suffered due to having meningioma?
The complications I suffered was excessive bleeding, irregular menstrual. I had also, I also had ended up with headaches,
mm-hmm.
severe headaches, and I had also ended up with mood swings, and I also had excessive weight gain.
Okay. Okay, and do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed you for the meningioma?
Yes, Mr. Zachary Dodd.
How do you spell his last name?
D-O-D-D.
Oh, Dodd. Okay. And the name of the hospital?
Spell it Ochsner, Ochsner.
Uh-huh.
Medical Center.
And what were the treatments? Did you receive any surgery?
I received neurosurgery as mm-hmm. well as radiology.
And did they remove the tumor?
At least 95% of it.
Okay. All right. Okay, and last thing is your email address, ma'am. What is your email?
My first name, my last name, at gmail.com. I'm okay. How are you?
Monique Harris?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. My first
okay.
name, my last name, 0872 at gmail.com.
Oh, 0872
at gmail.
72, okay. Okay, so Ms. Harris, if you recall, I mentioned that if you met the basic requirements, I do need to get you connected with the legal intake team, and they're going to handle the rest of this for you, in which they'll spend another, say, like 5 to 10 minutes with you. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, so to get you connected to them, however, I do need to call you from our transfer line. Okay, you're going to see on your phone a 321 area code phone number pop up on your caller ID. Can you go ahead and answer that for me, please?
Okay, 1 second.